Hey, it's Jonah Camera.
And I'm John Ritchie.
Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Welcome back. We could use some changes around here. Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Kyle's driving us crazy, taking the top three in the order off the hook, taking the Phils off
driving
the hook.
Driving a lot of people crazy.
Yeah, what? Well, that's what you're doing today. Yeah.
Copium, that's what you call copium.
Watching the Dodgers, I just wish that was the Phillies. Not I feel better about this. That's where Kyle's at. Where do you come down on that? And, of course, the Eagles. Is this more like 23 or 24? Where are we heading? And I hope Hugh Douglas is right on this one, that this is more like 24, a little bump in the road, and then away we go to a Super Bowl. But I'm not feeling it today. This team's got a lot of issues right now, specifically on the offensive side. Right, a lot of talk today about they got to change it. What could they do? Thought this was interesting. Pro Football Talk Live. Mike Florio, Chris Sims talking through the Eagles offense and why it's not changing for the better. Listen to this.
I think they realize they can't change anything because their quarterback's just not going to stand for it. As you've heard me say many a times, I watched Nick Sirianni as an offensive coordinator with the Colts. His offense had a million answers. It was awesome. That's why he got the head coaching job with the Eagles. It was like a Shane Steichen-type offense. It was, whoa, everything you do, they got an answer. That's not the case anymore. I don't think Nick Sirianni got dumber and forgot how to coach offense. I think, and I've heard this and I know this from people down there that have been there, that are still there, whatever. They're not allowed to change a whole lot on the offensive side of the ball. The quarterback will not stand for it. And because of that, that's why I think you see all these tippy-toe comments from everybody in Philadelphia. Because the truth of the matter is, they can't say it. So they have to give you these bullcrap jargon type of things to say, like you said, words, because they're a little stuck in what they can do right now.
All right, let's react to this, Hugh. What caught my attention, so if this is just his opinion, and obviously, whether or not he was great at what he played in the league, he was a quarterback. If it's just his opinion, we could accept it, or we could say, well, he didn't like Hurts, whatever. But we could parse his opinion. Hugh, what caught my attention was him saying, "I've heard it." Like he's referencing coaches, people that have been in and out of the building that are telling him that the Eagles' offense hasn't changed because Jalen won't allow it to change. What do you make of that?
Then that's an indictment on Coach Sirianni, in my opinion, because he's the one that sets the culture. And he's the one that his word is law. It should be.
Should be.
You know, that's how it was with Andy Reid. That's how it was with Big Red. That's how he said it. And if that's the case, then that tells me that Coach Sirianni doesn't have the kind of pull that we all thought he did. And if Jalen's running it, then Jalen's wrong for that. I don't know. I played in an era where that was unheard of. But I also have heard, not about Jalen, but about other players that have had certain cachet that they got folks fired. I've heard stories about that. I just don't know how valid they are. And I don't know how valid it is in this situation. You know, I know that Jalen has a lot more pull than he's had in the past. And I do know that the Eagles made a mistake on a quarterback at one point, and they don't want to make a mistake again. But I will say this. Out of all the quarterbacks that you've had here, and at the Eagles, he's the most decorated thus far. So that gives him a little bit more cachet, I guess. But even if that's the case, then that's still an indictment on Coach Sirianni.
As I was listening to that, heard you, I just wrote down, to me, there's only four potential reasons why the offense looks like the same all the time, right? Mm-hmm. Let's just go through the four, and then we could decide. Everyone could decide what they think.
I'm going to write them down, okay? Because I got my notepad.
Okay. I got four.
What I tell you about that
notepad? We both have notepads. You guys better watch out, all right?
Notepad. Hey, listen, we are professionals.
That's right. We have pen and paper.
We're about to start acting like professionals.
Pen and paper. Take it down.
We write stuff down.
Four potential reasons why this offense doesn't.
I'm writing down potential. I'm going to write this down.
Potential. Because we're not being reckless. This is potential. This is just guesses, right? Okay. Let's start with the coaches. Are you ready?
Still on the first word.
This might take a while. I'm sorry, everyone. Okay, I'm just gonna try to roll through this.
Right. Hugh does strike me as a guy who writes aloud.
I know.
Kyle, we're trying to be professionals around these
you
parts.
Must have been annoying to be in school next
We're off to a rocky start.
We are off to a rousing start.
After hearing that, I got four potential reasons why this offense won't change. Stop talking. Okay, here we go.
You were a problem.
No, he must have been. Number one.
Number one.
The coaches don't know how to change it. Like, they're clueless. Okay. Number two, the coaches don't think it needs to be changed. Like, they think they're fine. Number three, they don't believe Jalen can run something different. Or number four, Jalen Hurts won't run something different. To me, those are the only four potential options here. The coaches either think they're right and they're wrong. The coaches aren't smart enough to change it. The coaches don't think Jalen can handle or do it at a high level, something different. Or they don't think Jalen will listen to them and do something different. I don't even know which one I want it to be, but those are the only four I see it as.
Coaches don't want to change.
Coaches don't think it needs to change.
He's still writing these down.
No need to change.
We'll get back to him next second.
Jalen can't change.
Jalen won't change.
Jalen won't change. I abbreviate
that's
all that.
That's great. Good.
If you had to pick one, what do you think is going on right now? We got dumb coaches, clueless coaches, a stubborn quarterback, or an incapable quarterback.
I can't roll with any 40s.
But can you come up with another reason? Okay.
I can't.
Okay. So we're stuck on four then.
here's the reason why. Because whatever it was last year, you figured out how to make it work and you ran it all the way to the Super Bowl. Now, I know that probably was a part of Coach Goober.
Yeah. Mm. Coach Cooper's not here anymore. There's no Goober.
I just thought about something.
I do miss Goober.
I just thought about something. Because you know how you have conversations with old players, OGs, mm-hmm. old heads, mm-hmm. like I do? Yeah. And one of my friends said something that at this moment just resonated with me.
Uh-oh. What do you got?
And it was talking about Coach Goober and his success.
This is Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Coach Moore. I'm sorry.
No, you could call him Goober. I want to make sure everyone knew you're talking
about. Kellen Moore. And he was telling me how, when you look at Kellen Moore's success with the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott, Dak had some of his best seasons under Kellen throwing the football.
Yeah.
And then they said, think about it like this, dog. They said, he comes to the Eagles and he runs the football. Like, remember the first couple of games that we had? Well, the first game. We went out there and we were trying to throw the ball all over the schoolyard, mm-hmm. and it didn't work.
Yeah.
And so we went to the running game, and then we leaned heavily into the running game. I don't know what it is, but it's conversations like that are starting to resonate with me and make you think. See, part of the things that we do on here, you got to get people to think a little bit, man. And when you said that, it triggered that memory that I had in talking about Coach Moore and what his offense was in Dallas. And the numbers that they put up throwing the football, and we were nowhere near that. We were more of a running team. And I understand that Saquon Barkley ran the hell out of it.
And it was great, yeah.
Yeah,
it worked.
But just imagine how much better it would have been if there probably was a little bit more balance in that offense.
So we had a caller about an hour and a half ago who mentioned he watched the breakdown Brian Baldinger had, right, mm-hmm. of the third down passes and how they were so similar. And I saw the same thing. I watched it. He's right, and he didn't make anything up there. They looked very similar. I just... For me, it's not the what. We all see the what. It's the why behind the what, right? Yeah. Like, why does this offense look like this? I agree with you. It doesn't look good at all.
And I will say this.
Why is the question?
And I will say this. And this is where I think people have to just sit back. And I'm not saying this is true, but just sit back and think about it for a minute.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
The closest comparison that we have to that is Jared Goff and the offense of the Detroit Lions, because they lost their offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And they look like they haven't missed a beat.
They also lost multiple offensive linemen.
Yes.
Which you would think that would have hurt them a lot.
Yes, and they haven't missed a beat, but we win the Super Bowl, y'all, and we can't get out of our own way.
Now, they're different, Hugh, but I also think there's a comparison between Goff and Hurts, because people think you've heard over the years, both are limited, right? Like, maybe Jalen's not the greatest pure thrower, but he can run. And Goff can't move. Like, he's the opposite. They're like opposites of each other. But you can win with either, but you have to have the right offense, and they got to execute. I mean, that was eye-opening, listening to the Chris Sims there. And I know the first instinct is Chris Sims hates Jalen Hurts.
I mean, that's the first thing I'm thinking. But
it wasn't just his opinion. He said he hurt. Like, that's different. Like, if he just says, I'm watching it, this is Jalen's fault, you might say, he's a hater, screw him. When I hear someone say, I heard it from people in the building, it hits. Like, it just, because why is someone telling him that?
Yeah, it's unfortunate that I heard it from him. I mean, I'm not going to lie. But I'm not going to discredit what he potentially heard.
I mean, if it were his podcast mate, Mike Florio, who said it,
we would just take it on.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to do that.
I believe that he heard it. Yeah, I believe he heard it.
Because that's damning, if that's the case. And you're talking about if somebody told him, they gave it to him because he was, you know, having a little bit of an issue.
Well, he also has a big voice where he can tell everyone what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, don't people have to save their own image?
That's like, how all these things leak
right
out. Yeah.
Like, remember when Lane was doing he let up his first sack in like 2 years, and he's like, these routes are taking forever.
Well, I mean, that's just the nature of people, right? Right, like in any sport.
I'm sure Petullo, Sirianni are tired of people thinking that it's them.
But, I mean, Petullo really has become a punching bag.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, he's become a national punching bag. People think the guy's as dumb as rocks, and he's probably not.
I'm also sure AJ's tired of hearing that he's not giving effort on his routes. Like, it's everybody. It makes sense.
So we're headed for
what?
You feeling good over there?
Nah, I'm just laughing because can you imagine Petullo in the meantime? I'm tired of this.
Everyone thinks I'm the dumbest guy in the room. I'm sure he hates it.
Well, I tell you what, it's...
Does he need to fight somebody too?
No, I'm just saying.
Come on, big guy.
Get Dr. Karp to help Dr. Kevin
Petullo. It's amazing what paychecks can do, man, because I'm pretty sure, you know, I'm just thinking about the person that's at work probably right now at their cubicle listening to our show. Can't stand their boss and want to punch him square in the face.
Probably shouldn't.
That you shouldn't do that, but you're thinking, like, you're like, man, these bills keep coming, and you probably got a kid in school or whatever.
Yeah, you gotta
you gotta
keep that job. You gotta be a grown up.
It's just the reality of the situation. I'm here for you, people. Don't do it. You can think about it, but just do not act on that.
215-592-9494.
Our kids.
That's what we gotta do. Let's go to Robin Overbrook thinks Kyle is insane. We'll take that phone call. What's up, Rob?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Rob.
What's up, Rob?
You, Kyle. Hey, listen. Hey, Kyle. Come on, man. Stop it.
No.
You know, the Phillies, a choke. I'm old enough to know a choke is a choke. Now, you can try to put lipstick on a pig and spin it any kind of way you want to, but these guys do the same thing every year. This is a result-driven industry, result-driven world. They choke every year. And that's what they do. Bryce Harper,
we get it.
Yeah, they choke, and that's what they do. Now you could try to make excuses for the guys, like Kyle. You know what? The biggest thing that humans have, one of my big weapons, is making sense out of nonsense. And if it supports our the stance that we take. So you can dress this up any way you want to. I'd like to ask Kyle real quick. What was the Phillies' record against the Dodgers this year? Did they get beat every game they played them?
No, they were 4-2 against the Dodgers.
No.
4-2 in the regular season.
Hold on. Okay, hold on. The Dodgers weren't healthy this year. Might have been playing a little bit of possible.
Yeah, they were also 6-6. The Brewers were 6-0 against the Dodgers in the regular season. Yeah. Now they're getting their ass kicked.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, we can push that all aside. The Braves kicked the Phillies' ass for years before we beat them in the playoffs. Like, I understand that you want to, I get it's convenient and easy and comforting for you to just say, well, it was the bats again. But, I mean, this was a different series than the last 2 years. It just was. And I know it's tough for you to come to face that reality, Rob, because you're Mr. Bryce Harper's a choke and all that stuff. Like, I get it. And yeah, is it a results-based business? Yes, that's why the Phillies are home right now. They're home because they lost to the Dodgers. But for the sake of our discussion, when I'm unpacking this thing, that's how I see it. And that's what I believe to be true. I mean, sometimes, Rob, you do just get beat, right? I know you said you've been around long enough to know this stuff, but like, have you not seen a team just get beat by a better team before?
Yeah, but I don't see the same team getting beat this every year. See, that's the difference. That's the difference. What? Now, you can say this is an outlier or outcrop, whatever you want to say, but this is different.
I mean,
it was different.
The one thing, Rob, I don't think choke is the right word. They choked against Arizona. They were the better team, and they went out and lost. You could say they choked or went out like chumps against the Mets. This wasn't that. They didn't play well enough. They needed to play better. I'm frustrated because I think if they had beaten the Dodgers, they would have won the World Series. But it wasn't a choke. They didn't choke against the Dodgers.
Well, they're home, and we're staying home.
But
you could be home for a variety of reasons.
Right, does every team that loses just choke?
No.
Yeah, sometimes they do.
That wasn't the question.
Real quick, so before I get, let me get to my Eagles.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, good. Probably for the best.
If a lot of people that work at your station get their heads out of Bryce Harper's butt, maybe he could turn on a fastball. Mm. I mean, they just be licking on that guy, man. I mean, stop it.
That was so graphic.
and they make excuses. Well, he just had a baby.
I thought you were moving on to the Eagles.
Hold on. Who made an excuse in the last week
heads from
that
Harper's
he just had
end.
A baby? Did anyone make that excuse?
That sounds like a Hugh excuse.
I did not use that excuse.
Who the hell used the baby excuse?
I didn't use it.
Well, they did. I mean, I heard on your station. What do you think I got?
I don't know. They all have a bunch of babies.
I ain't licking on nobody.
They all have a bunch of babies.
They do have babies.
Rob like, from one of them guys. But anyway.
Well, take it up
Robbie Ecats is stray. Holy hell.
It was Jack. I love Bryce Harper. I'll make excuses for him. I think he's even worse than Kyle.
Weren't you going to get to the Eagles?
All right, what do you have on the Eagles?
I'm still stuck on licking on folks.
I thought you said you were a grown up and a professional.
Every now and then I regress.
Every now and then.
Yeah, get your head out there, guys. But anyway, real quick, the Eagles. Now, you remember when Tennessee traded the wide receiver?
AJ.
Yeah, AJ. And there were whispers that this guy was a problem.
Yeah.
But they were quickly. Yeah, I heard that. Oh, I heard that in the national media. And it appears that there might be some justification there because, Hugh, I think this guy is more concerned. I'm with Joe. I think this guy is more concerned about numbers and winning. And I think we had this conversation last year, Hugh. I asked you, would a guy rather have a 50 sacks or win the Super Bowl?
I mean,
and you told me,
he
would rather have the sacks if he could contribute to winning. But what if that was the guy? Remember the guy we had here that had all those sacks? What was his name?
Jason Babin.
Yeah, that's all
they
that guy
like
cared
Jason
about.
Babin.
Jason Babin was a big old loser.
Yeah. Why didn't nobody like Jason Babin?
Jason Babin was a loser, man. I'm going to tell you. Rob, I appreciate the phone call.
He was a loser.
He was a loser.
The tribal tattoo.
Yeah, the wide nine and that crap. That team was terrible.
I didn't know people hated Jason Babin like that.
Oh, dude. I didn't know. That runs deep.
Yeah, he stunk. The bottom line is this. I do think AJ cares more about his own numbers than he does care about winning. They won the Super Bowl, and 3 days later he's putting up an Instagram, but I get my joy from dominating. And again, if that's what he cares about, then he can go take his career somewhere else at some point, which I believe he's going to. Like, as much as we dance around this, like, oh, maybe it'll get fixed, they'll patch it together, they'll win the Super Bowl, I don't believe AJ Brown is going to be on the Eagles next year. I don't believe it. And it goes beyond just what he wants. I think Howie Roseman and Jeff Lurie look at their players as they are, you know, a group together that can achieve something. But also they got
to
look at what each individual is doing for the
bring
money they're paying.
Bring it to the table, yeah.
And at some point, if I'm Howie Roseman and I'm Jeff Lurie and I'm their analytics department and I'm looking at a guy that, if you look at all his rankings, yards per target, his overall just raw numbers, he's not producing. And I know it's not all him, right? The quarterback's got to give him the ball and all that. But he's not producing, Hugh, like a $30 million year wide receiver. So now he could change it. They could get hot. He could play well. They could win. But if this continues and we get to the offseason, I'm telling you, they're going to look at it and be like, he's not happy. He's not playing like a $30 million year wide receiver. We could draft a receiver and get the same production and we could get his money off the books. He's not going to be here. I just feel like they might spin this as this is best for both parties, and maybe it is, but this has all the signs of a divorce. We're heading for a divorce, and this is what the divorce looks like sometimes. It's not pretty.
It's not cute.
Mm-mm.
Not cute at all.
It's not cute.
I feel like for AJ, a lot of what he's going through is tied directly to what Jalen does. You know what I mean? And that's probably where his frustration lies. And that's probably why, you know, there's been a lot of talk about him, you know, breaking off routes or not running hard and things of that nature, because he's not getting the football. That's not an excuse. That's just his frustration bubbling over.
Yeah.
They have to fix this. I think that they need to sit down and try to, you know, work this thing out. They have to.
But are they going to?
They got this week, yes.
Oh, today. This is the week?
Today.
Hopeful Hugh?
Yes. Today is the day. Today we're going to get a report from Elliot that Jalen and AJ were in the locker room playing dominoes.
Yeah.
And AJ slapped the board and said domino, and Jalen just laughed about it, and they gave each other dap. And they said, let's go out here and beat the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, we can put an arm around each other.
Yeah, be like, let's go out here and beat the Minnesota Vikings.
Is this going to be like last week's meeting where AJ laughs about it after the game and then tweets that it never happened?
No.
Okay, all right, so we got a real one this
We're going to get some growth
I got you.
Out of this.
Okay, that's what I need.
Some real growth.
I need growth.
I'm hopeful. Definitely hopeful. Bet that's going to be the case.
Nobody talks themselves into things live on the air like you, Doug.
Well, because, it's like, man, listen.
It took him 4 hours to work through it.
Like, I've been there, man. I've been in a similar situation, and you know, yeah, that probably ain't a good analogy because that one didn't work out. So I'm, you know, I'm older now, and I am more mature.
And you're a professional,
and I am a professional.
You just giggled
and
through a whole segment about things that were not meant to be what they sounded like.
Licking folks is crazy.
You know what? I agree with you. Licking folks is crazy.
It's like, what you talking about, man?
It was a weird way to spend the Bryce Harper stuff. It was. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to you people, see what they're saying. More of your phone calls. Plus, we have something serious to address coming up. I mean, again, we joke around a lot on this show, but this is serious stuff. Hugh Douglas takes the stand next in his own trial. I have some questions yesterday regarding the Uber incident, which we now have more information on. And really the question is Hugh Douglas actually driving this Uber that he says is someone else down in Delaware? We get to the bottom of this next on the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Let's talk my friends over at Fans.
he been hanging around me too long.
All right, let's try to be pros here, right? FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is getting you ready for kickoff. When an offer you won't want to miss, new customers can bet just $5. You get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets used all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style. FanDuel has you covered. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.